Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline. So do you guys remember our story?
What's going on again? We had the kids.
Right.
We're talking about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
of course. And we had four kids who discovered the magical land of Narnia.
Yes.
And then I forget what happened.
And then remember they meet this really interesting creature, a talking beaver?
Oh, that's right. And he warned them that the witch that they met before was an evil witch.
Mm-hmm.
And she was using magic to control Narnia. But there was a legend, an old story that said this evil magic can be broken if four humans become the kings and queens of Narnia. Four humans, like our four children.
So obviously the evil witch does not want this spell to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to kill those four children.
That's right.
And then the beaver brings the children to Aslan, the great lion.
That's right. He's the hero who's trying to protect the land from the evil queen. But unfortunately, one of the four kids, their brother Edmund, he betrays them. He goes against his brothers and sisters and Aslan. He goes to the evil witch, tells her the plan, and gives away the whole thing. So what does the evil witch do? She attacks. She builds up this big army of evil monsters. Aslan builds up his own army of good monsters, good creatures. They have a giant battle, and Aslan's army wins and rescues Edmund, gets that silly brother away from the evil witch. But the evil witch is not finished yet. She says that she can actually kill Edmund because he betrayed her. So she's threatening to kill this young boy.
But Aslan, being the great lion that he is, he gives himself in place of Edmund.
Wow, he saves the boy.
Yes, and that night, Susan and Lucy, they secretly follow Aslan, and unfortunately, they watch as the witch kills him.
Wow, so instead of killing the young boy, she still kills Aslan, the great lion, the hero, the protector of the good people of Narnia. So that's where we left off yesterday. A bit sad. Get your tissue papers out because we're going to read part three right now.
Reading!
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Susan and Lucy untie Aslan and cry over his body. As they turn away, they hear a crack. The table has broken, but Aslan is alive again. His noble sacrifice awoke an ancient magic that brought him back to life. The girls get on Aslan's back and ride to the White Witch's castle. There, Aslan brings back many good creatures the witch had turned into statues. He even saves Mr. Tumnus. With this new army, they race back to the others. Peter, Edmund, and Aslan's army are losing to the White Witch's monsters, but Aslan's arrival turns the tide. He kills the White Witch, and the battle is won. The four children become kings and queens, and good times return to Narnia. Years later, the adult Pevensies are hunting a white deer in the woods. They pass a lamppost, and suddenly, they are back in their own world. No time has passed, and they are children again. Their adventure in Narnia is over, for now.
Okay, our article says, Susan and Lucy untie Aslan and cry over his body. So remember, guys, Aslan is dead. And, well, do you see the word untie? There's another word in there, untie, U-N-T-I-E. There's a prefix, U-N, before tie. Let's look at the word tie. Tie, to tie something up means to fasten things together or hold them in a particular position with a piece of string or rope. So the evil witch, she tied Aslan's body over this table, right? The stone table. And now the girls, they want to untie him, which means they want to remove the rope or string that attaches Aslan to this stone table.
Very, very interesting. So this is the way you would untie your shoes when you come home or when you take the shoes off. Okay. So he's wrapped up with rope, but they untie the rope. They get him off the stone table that he was killed on. And then it says, as they turn away, they hear a crack. They hear a crack. What's a crack? Well, it's a very loud noise, the kind of noise that you might make if you break a stick or a piece of wood or something like that. So kind of like that kind of noise. They hear that noise, which is strange because they didn't make the noise and Aslan is dead. So it couldn't have been him. Maybe someone's hiding or sneaking around. What was that noise?
Or was Aslan too heavy and then the table cracked?
I think that might be sort of it. What does it say?
Well, our article says the table has broken.
The table did break.
Yeah, it did break. Mm-hmm. But Aslan is alive again.
Hallelujah. It's a miracle. Oh my gosh. He's come back to life. That's amazing. How did this happen? Well, let's read on. It says his noble sacrifice awoke an ancient magic that brought him back to life. Wow, so cool. Well, yes, it was, though, we should say, a noble sacrifice. Noble, it's spelled N-O-B-L-E, N-O-B-L-E. It's an adjective. Basically, it means something, noble, something very grand, something very special, something that you would respect a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if someone walks around in a noble way, they might sort of walk as a king or a queen or a prince would, looking like they're not necessarily better than other people. They're just born to something more important or something like that, okay? If you do a noble thing, you're doing something that kind of a hero from a story might do. You know, you're helping someone but not asking for anything in return. You're not doing it to say, you know, if I do this for you, will you do it for me? Will you do something for me? No, you're just doing it to help them, all right? So if someone comes to your home because they don't have somewhere to sleep, and you say, yes, you can use my home. You can sleep in my own bed. You can eat all of my food, but please don't pay me. I just want to help. That's a very noble, a very kind of thing to do. All right. So it's a noble sacrifice. Aslan gave his life to save a young boy. That's pretty darn noble,
it is.
I would say. For example, we could say it was very noble of the volunteers to help to clean up the beach. That was very kind and generous because they didn't ask for any money. They just wanted to help.
Good for them. Okay, we saw the word sacrifice. A sacrifice is the act of giving up something that you want to keep, especially in order to get or to do something else to help someone.
Mm.
Okay, so making a sacrifice is definitely a noble act.
Sure, yeah.
And what sacrifice did Aslan do? Well, he gave himself up so that Edmund did not have to die. We could also use sacrifice in an example like this. My parents made a lot of sacrifices so I could have a good education.
Wow, they gave up a lot of things to help you out.
Yes.
Very noble.
Very.
Okay, and we also had that word awake. We use the past tense there. Awake is spelled A-W-A-K-E. The past tense would be awoke, and then the past perfect would be awoken. Awake, awoke, awoken. And it's a verb. To awake basically means to wake up, to stop sleeping. All right? So you might say, oh, I awake every morning at 7:30. That's what time I wake up. It's a little bit of a special word, so you might not use it like that. But we can also talk about, you know, awaking things inside you. You know, for example, when I watch that cooking show, it awoke a passion for cooking things or something like that. You know, to wake up something inside you, to bring it out, to make it more important, to bring it to life in a way. All right. Next we had, what else happens there?
Well, the phrase to bring something back to life.
Oh, yeah. They brought him back to life.
Right. Means to make someone or something begin living again.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
For example, this movie is about a group of scientists that discover a way to bring dead patients back to life.
Kind of magical. But we could also, you know, say we watered the dry plant and brought it back to life, or that new paint on the old house really brought it back to life. It kind of freshens it up and gives it a new look, almost like it's being born one more time. All right. So now Aslan is awake. He's not dead anymore. anymore. This is really good news. Let's keep reading. It says, the girls get on Aslan's back and ride to the White Witch's castle. Ooh, there's going to be a fight.
Why are they going to her castle?
Because she's evil and they have to get her.
They have to fight her.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Okay,
I don't know. We'll see.
The article says, there, Aslan brings back many good creatures the witch had turned into statues.
Wow, cool.
So it looks like the witch didn't just attack Aslan, she also took the other good creatures in his army and they turned them into statues. Okay, so to turn A into B means to change A into B. For example, in the movie Beauty and the Beast, the old lady turns the selfish prince into a beast. Okay, so she turned them into statues, which is pretty much like a decoration.
Yeah.
They're not even alive anymore.
Like what Darth Vader did to Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back. You're kind of killing the person, but basically sort of freezing them into one position, but they can't move or do anything, so it's almost like they're in prison or something. And also, they, not only do they save many different creatures, good creatures, it says he even saves Mr. Tumnus. He was the fawn who the girl Lucy met at the very beginning of our story. So there he is. He disappeared, remember? There he is. He was being held prisoner by the evil witch. Now he's free again.
And then the article says, with this new army, they race back to the others. Okay. So to race means to move very quickly. For example, the father raced to the kitchen when he heard his daughter scream.
Okay, so in this case, you're not actually running in a race. You're not trying to win or beat other people. It just means you're moving very quickly, usually on foot. Right? You know, you race to the telephone when you hear it ring a few times or something. All right, and let's see what's going to happen next. It says, Peter, Edmund, and Aslan's army are losing to the White Witch's monsters. So there is a big fight. The brothers who were left behind with the other good creatures, the other army, they're fighting on, but they're losing in this battle because the White Witch's monsters are too powerful. But just then, Aslan's arrival turns the tide. He comes riding in like General Blücher at the Battle of Waterloo, like Aragorn with that magical army of dead monsters at the end of Lord of the Rings or something, right? Just as the battle's ending and the good guys look like they're losing, all of a sudden, from over the hill come a whole bunch of new good guys and we all go, yay, they're here to save the day. So this arrival, it says, turns the tide. Arrival, A-R-R-I-V-A-L, A-R-R-I-V-A-L, it's a noun, basically means something arriving, something getting there, okay? So we can talk about your arrival time or something like that. My arrival has been delayed because there's heavy traffic or the airplane has a problem, right? My getting to somewhere. Getting to somewhere is the arrival, all right? All right, let's move on.
And then remember the phrase turns the tide. To turn the tide means to change a situation, especially so that you begin to win instead of losing. Let's listen to our shortcut for you to learn more about turn the tide. Shortcut for you.
Ha!
Get it!
Oh, this is hard. I need to take a break.
Yeah, me too. Beach volleyball is more tiring than I thought.
We're behind by 3 points.
You're right. We need to find a way to turn the tide.
What do you mean? The tide won't come in 4 hours, and we can't turn it around anyway.
I don't mean like that. To turn the tide means change the direction events are going in to get the opposite result.
So turn the tide means 改变局势，由止反败为胜.
That's right.
So how will we turn the tide and win again?
Let's try changing sides. You go on the right and I'll go on the left. Maybe that will work.
Let's try it.
Get it!
Ha!
Oh!
Okay, let's get back to our story. So Aslan has arrived with his extra soldiers, and that's turned the tide of the battle. It says he kills the White Witch, and the battle is won. All right, so he would be Aslan, the Great Lion. He fights finally against his evil enemy, the White Witch. He kills her. He wins the fight. She is dead, and the battle is won. Wow, that's exciting stuff. Battle is spelled B-A-T-T-L-E, B-A-T-T-L-E. It's a noun. A battle is a big fight, basically a fight between two armies. Mm-hmm. We talk about wars. Well, wars are made up of many battles, okay? So a battle is a smaller part of a war, and in a battle you'll have hundreds or thousands of soldiers or airplanes or boats or other things fighting against each other in a very serious contest where people get killed and hurt and that kind of thing. But of course we study battles in history, and there are lots of battles that are shown in movies and TV shows and stuff like that. But basically it's just a huge group of people fighting against another huge group of people in a war type situation.
Okay, next our article says, the four children become kings and queens, and good times return to Narnia. So everything is back to normal.
Yay, that's good news. And then we read, years later, the adult Pevensies are hunting a white deer in the woods. Wow, so many, many years have passed. Now they're older. These four kids have grown up to be four adults or adults. They're older people, and they're out hunting a white deer in the woods, I guess just as a form of exercise or something like that. They're hunting, and then what happens?
Wait a second, they're still in Narnia?
I guess so.
Go back home yet?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, well, our article says they pass a lamppost. Maybe that same lamppost from day one.
One that Mr. Tumnus was standing next
to. And suddenly, they are back in their own world.
Whoa.
So they go back to the countryside during during World War II or something, right?
Exactly right.
Okay, so the word suddenly, S-U-D-D-E-N-L-Y, suddenly, is an adverb, and it means very quickly and unexpectedly. For example, the cat suddenly ran onto the road and caused a big accident.
It happened so quickly, it was quite a surprise. So suddenly they're back in their own world, back in, yes, wartime Britain, and not only are they back home and not in the land of Narnia, it says no time has passed and they are children again.
What?
Whoa.
I thought they were adults.
They were adults, but in the land of Narnia. But now they've gone back to their own time, their own world, and it's their own time. So they're children again. It's like time just stopped the whole time they were in the magical land of Narnia.
So no one knew they were... They disappeared.
I guess not. That's right. People would have been worried if four kids suddenly disappeared, but
Looks like
1 second went by, so no one really noticed.
Okay, and then our article finally says, their adventure in Narnia is over. For now.
For now. Narnia 2, the Reckoning, is coming out soon. No, there are other books after that. I'm not sure what the books cover, but there are, you know, two or three books and I think two or three movies as well. So if you like the adventure of Narnia, you can enjoy it. And who knows, there might be more stories out there, but that's all we know of for now. Now, we use that expression for now. It just means that this is the situation now, but things could change, all right?
Yeah.
So if you come in to your home and someone says, hey, is it raining outside? And you might say, no, it's not raining for now, kind of giving the idea that, no, there's no rain at this time, but 10 minutes from now, it could start. So things could change. But at this time, This is what's going on.
Yeah, that adventure, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E, adventure is an exciting or dangerous experience. I think what they did in Narnia was pretty exciting and
definitely dangerous, right?
Definitely
an adventure.
Yeah, okay, let's use the word adventure in an example. My grandfather was a captain, and he enjoyed telling us stories about his adventures at sea. Okay, that's all the time we have for our article, but stay tuned because we still have our chat question. For You Chat! Okay, our chat question for today is, do you think this was a dream? So do you think what happened in Narnia between Lucy, Edmund, and Susan, and what is the other guy's name?
Bob.
Peter.
Peter.
Whatever.
Maybe.
Is it a dream? What is the strangest dream you've ever had? That's another
question. Okay, first of all, do I think this was a dream? Well, it's a story. It was written by someone. This isn't a true thing that actually happened. So I don't know if it was a dream. Is it important? You know what I mean? Anyway, it could have been a dream. I don't know. No, it's magic. It was magic. It was magical. So that I don't know if I can give an answer to that. Time didn't pass, but wait a minute. How can four people have the same dream?
That is weird,
I've never heard of that happening.
Unless it was one person who had the dream and then told the other people, this is what I dreamed.
Well, then it was definitely a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was one person who just had all these ideas, then I'd say it might be a dream. But if all four of them say, yeah, I did that too. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and then you said that, then it's not a dream. Anyway, what is the strangest dream I've ever had? That's a tough question. I had a dream the other day. I woke up in the middle of it because I always wake up in my strange dreams because part of my brain goes, wait a minute, that's not possible.
Yeah.
I was being attacked by butterflies.
Did it hurt?
No, it got a little gross, though, because a few butterflies is nice, but this was like hundreds of
them. Oh, nasty.
And they were like crawling on me and, you know, so, I mean, it wasn't as bad as bees or cockroaches, but it was a little weird. And then I kind of went, wait a minute. I live in Taipei. I'm not being attacked by butterflies.
Maybe cockroaches.
And so I woke myself up.
I had a terrible dream
the
other day. Okay, so I watched this little show about armadillos.
Okay.
And it was like a baby armadillo. And actually,
that's so cute.
I don't really like, because they kind of look like rodents. They kind of look like mice, but with hard shells
like
on them.
Like dinosaur mice.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So I had a dream about them because I watched them right before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I dreamt that I was cleaning the house, and then I lifted one of the sofa cushions.
There was an armadillo there.
There was a cockroach.
Oh.
But the cockroach, like when it flipped over, it had the folds of the armadillo
body.
Belly.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was so gross.
But it was small. It was a normal cockroach size.
Yeah, but it was disgusting.
Now I'm thinking about like a rat-sized armadillo cockroach. That is a little freaky. All right. Well, those are two pretty good ones. I don't know if those are dreams or nightmares. A nightmare is a bad dream, a scary dream. But what's the strangest dream or the strangest nightmare you've ever had? Have a chat about that, and we'll see you back here sometime in the near future, unless it's all a dream.
Ooh.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Susan and Lucy untie Aslan and cry over his body. As they turn away, they hear a crack. The table has broken, but Aslan is alive again. His noble sacrifice awoke an ancient magic that brought him back to life. The girls get on Aslan's back and ride to the White Witch's castle. There, Aslan brings back many good creatures the witch had turned into statues. He even saves Mr. Tumnus. With this new army, they race back to the others. Peter, Edmund, and Aslan's army are losing to the White Witch's monsters, but Aslan's arrival turns the tide. He kills the White Witch, and the battle is won. The four children become kings and queens, and good times return to Narnia. Years later, the adult Pevensies are hunting a white deer in the woods. They pass a lamppost, and suddenly, they are back in their own world. No time has passed, and they are children again. Their adventure in Narnia is over, for now.
Vocabulary Review.
Noble. The noble ship captain died making sure that all of his passengers were safe. Awake. Indiana Jones took the treasure from the cave and awoke the ancient power buried there. Arrival. Upon the plane's arrival, the passengers immediately started turning on their cell phones. Battle. A famous battle between two kings was fought here almost 1,000 years ago. Suddenly. In the middle of the night, the dog suddenly started barking. Adventure. The Pevensey children had many other adventures in the land of Narnia.